Community Connection brought to you this morning by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move, also by First Baptist Church and by Tall Grass Motors. It is nearly Washington County Free Fair time, and we'll talk things over with Fair Manager Pam Pollock coming up in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
All the way through this interview, if you kind of can have the Sister Sledge song in the background, "We Are Family," that is the theme of the Washington County Free Fair. Pam Pollock in to help us preview Washington County Free Fair number 102. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, Charlie. Thanks for having me in this morning.
Always happy to talk with you. We can talk Cardinal baseball this morning, but I think let's talk Washington County Free Fair.
Cardinals have kind of let us down a little bit this year.
Well, September's not over yet. We're still in the wild card hunt. It's not the place I'd like the team to be, but that's where we're at. So
yes, we are. We still have a chance to make it.
There you go. The Free Fair opens this week, really the day after the Monday observance of Labor Day coming up next month.
Right.
Next week.
September the 6th is entry day.
Yeah.
You need to get those items ready that you're going to enter at the fair.
And it helps if you kind of look through the fair book so that you can see there's no use, or there shouldn't be much use, of you bringing four items that are all going to go in the same class, because you're competing against yourself that way.
You're just competing against yourself, so change it up a little bit. Try to get things in different categories, but I just want people to know, don't be in doubt, bring it out. If we don't have a class for it, We'll put it on display for you.
Well, I think there's, in nearly everything that I've looked at, there is something, you know, and my words, not the fair books, but any other, for instance, needlecraft item or any other quilted item or
right.
any other.
Right, we usually put a category in there that says any other or all other.
Yeah, so there is a category for, I can't think of what it would be, but I'll still say nearly every item you would want to bring to the fair.
Anything you want to bring, we've probably got an area for it.
Ladies, don't try to enter your husband. I'm not sure there's a category for that one. But anyway, that's an interesting item. You know, some state fairs have got like husband calling contests and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I know in the past here at our fair, we've had a knobby knee contest where they put blindfolds on the wives and the wives had to pick out their husband's knees.
Okay. So there could be a husband-related something or other there in a future fair. We Are Family. How did you arrive at the theme for this year?
You know, Charlie, it's like the old adage, it takes a village.
Yep.
It takes a lot of people to put this fair on. And a lot of deserving people that have volunteered their time for years and years. And we are a family.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely are a family.
Well, it works, and if you get one of those yellow fair books or download it off of the county website, countycourthouse.org, and you look just inside the front cover, you're going to find the Free Fair Association. I'm going to call it the board members that helped Pam put this all together, and you're going to see names that have been associated not only with the fair, but probably with 4-H and FFA programs for a long time.
Yes, very much so. I have fair board members that there's been a member of their family on the fair board for a long time.
Well, and just because I get the opportunity to go out and talk to some of your superintendents on opening day, where the actual exhibits are open to the public, and those people, Pam, if any of them moved away, you might have a tough time replacing them, because they are dedicated people
they
to their
very
particular
dedicated.
Field. Yeah,
very dedicated. And the number of people that volunteer to be superintendents and the combined number of years, Charlie, is probably well over 300.
Wow.
I would imagine they're the most dedicated people. They show up every year. They do an excellent job. And, you know, they're there to help people.
Mm-hmm.
They're there to make our fair better. And I, for one, really appreciate them.
The promotional announcements that we're running about the fair, I love one of the lines that you give in that thing where, you know, all that there is a prize for everything.
There is a prize for everything. Yes. For instance, on Friday night, we have a pet and dog show.
Mm-hmm.
And even that, even those ones that participate in that, they get premiums. So, you know, like I say, every event has a prize.
Yep.
So, and speaking of the pet and dog show,
yeah.
I've got to throw out kudos to my good friends out at the SPCA. These people do a wonderful job. They come in and sponsor my pet and dog show. They actually put it on for me.
Mm-hmm.
They have a mission there at the SPCA that is pretty dear to my heart. They have hundreds of cats and dogs that are in desperate needs of new homes. So if you're needing a pet, please go see my friends at the SPCA.
And you know, there is always some instant love for you right there. You take
yes.
them home, and cats and dogs, I'm sure somebody may have been mistreated somewhere along the line, but even then, they are quick to say, well, you didn't do it, and I'm going to love you for taking me home.
Exactly.
And so head on out to the Washington County SPCA. They're one of your perennial exhibitors. They typically have a booth there, too.
Most years they do. Their big thing is doing the pet and dog show, though, mm-hmm. and we really appreciate it. We talk about September the 6th is entry day.
Okay.
September the 7th, which is that Wednesday, is judging day.
Don't come out
because the building's going to be closed to you. Wait till the next day. On the 8th and 9th, we're open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Saturday, we're open from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Some people say, why do you close at 3 p.m.? Well, it's a mini marathon. And all of those people that are out there volunteering, they're tired. We do want them to go home and have a chance to rest before they have to hit the work week the next Monday. So.
Absolutely. And I'm sure there will be some entries that are not picked up because of family this or family that. That's okay.
That's fine.
Not your first choice, but.
That is fine. We prefer that you pick your items up at 3 o'clock. But if you can't, I will be in Monday morning at 8 o'clock. And we start after the fair. Everything that's left over, we'll bring up a table and set it in the lobby, and that's where everything that was left over will be in the lobby.
Okay.
And you're more than welcome to come back out to the fair and pick it up.
Well, if you want a blue ribbon, take it home. Show it off.
Oh, yeah, and pick your checks up. A lot of people get the misconception that after the fair we mail checks out. We do not mail checks out. If you won a prize, come to the fairgrounds office and pick up your check at the office.
It's fun to hand somebody their winnings.
It is fun to hand somebody their winnings. It's fun to tell the little kids, here's your check. And, hey, you got enough, you can go get you an ice cream cone at Sonic.
There you go.
That's fun. We just, you know, we're on a limited budget. We just can't afford to mail the checks out. So.
Okay. So come pick up your item. Of course, you did the hard work on it, and you deserve to have it back, particularly if it's, you know, your vegetables that were canned or your fruits that were canned or your sewing or knitting project, your photography project, whatever it might be. Take it home. Enjoy it.
Please come and pick it up.
And besides that, you may won real cash money.
Yep.
Speaking of one of the constant exhibits, or no, it's actually not even exhibit, it's a area of interest. The menus are going to be going up probably within a few days. We probably have a pretty good idea of several of them.
I have heard from the OHCE, and they are doing chicken and noodles and turkey and dressing. I left the fair building this morning to the aroma of turkeys cooking. And oh my gosh, did it smell good.
Thanksgiving at Pam's house.
Exactly. The aroma in the building this morning was amazing.
Well, drive by slowly. You may catch a little bit of it. And of course, the rest of them out there, let's see, the 4-H'ers do a great job on Friday.
Yep, the 4-H clubs will be, they'll be cooking in the kitchen on Friday. I'm not real sure what they're serving yet, but it will be good.
Yep.
So come out and have lunch or come out and have dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Then on Saturday, we've got the Barnesville Indian Women's Club.
I have a pretty good idea what they're going to be serving.
Oh, those world-famous Indian tacos.
And they are, too. If you only get their tacos twice a year, fair time, and at Sunfest, you're missing out the rest of the year, but that's when they're available.
They are good.
Yep. You've also had some outdoor food, outside food vendors that are there.
We've got several outside food vendors coming in this year. Whole variety. Let's put it that way. We've got anything that you could possibly want, we've got.
Usually that trailer from the Dewey Schools is behind the fair building, and there's usually one or two out front.
Yep. Prairie Fire Grill is one of them that's coming this year. And they've got a big variety. And I have a gentleman coming from out of the Ramona Oshelita area. He was there last year. He will cook you just about anything you want to eat.
Okay.
I asked him what he served, and he said, "What do you want?"
Okay.
So, yeah, very good food vendors. If you're not in the mood for a sit-down dinner in the north room, then go out and see our food vendors out behind the building.
Okay. So, or do both if you can't wait.
There you go.
Eat early and often and enjoy the fair. We will continue talking with Pam about some of the different areas of entry. There are some special prizes for this and that. And also, I think Saturday morning starts early, so we'll talk about that as well when we continue on 1400 K1.
Do you know what it feels like to grow up in a broken home? The kind of broken home I'm talking about is one wrecked by divorce. First Baptist Church is excited to announce that divorce care will begin on September 7th from 6 to 7:30. Also, First Baptist Church is offering Grief Share, your journey from mourning to joy. This class starts September 14th. For more about these classes, go to mybfbc.org. Come worship at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee. For more information, phone 918-336-6172.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, talking with Pam Pollock about the Washington County Free Fair. Starts next week, and again, Tuesday after your Labor Day, Monday, get your exhibits out there, and they will be judged and then be open for display for the rest of the week. Pam, one of the things, I think I remember being out there before, but I want to give some credit to the police officers of the Dewey Police Department as they get the opportunity to show off their canine partners.
Yes. On Thursday and Friday at 9:30 and 1 o'clock, the Dewey Police Department will be putting on a police dog demonstration in the main arena. They graciously said they would put on a show for me.
Okay.
I'm greatly appreciative to the Dewey Police Department. They do patrol the fairgrounds, and they take care of me very well.
Well, it's a great partnership, but I think as Bartlesville, of course, just had a fundraiser to replace a couple of their officer canines who will retire, but the Dewey Police Department gets that same type of a cooperative team going on, and I'm sure they use them just as well as what we've seen from Bartlesville.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they'll put on a good show, and especially want the school kids to go out and enjoy that show.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it sounds like, and besides that, those of us that are not of school age will really appreciate these working dogs.
Yes, yeah. Very much so.
You got a couple of the things going on that we need to mention before we get to the Great Pumpkin Contest. That includes, I think, something having to do with pumpkins, like pies.
Yes, like pies. On Thursday at 6 o'clock, the cattle women have a pie and basket auction.
Mm-hmm.
And they do this to raise money for scholarships for students in the Washington County area. And If you've never been to the pie auction, it's a whole lot of fun, and I'm telling you what, most of these pies just melt in your mouth now, I'm telling you.
These are prize pies. There's a reason they're up for auction.
There's a reason they're up, and some of the best cooks in the county.
Yes, absolutely. And some of those pies are cut immediately upon being bid. Others are taken home and enjoyed by the bidder. But either way, some excellent pies. And those baskets out there, frequently there's a certificate for so many dollars worth of beef and quite a few other things that are in those baskets.
Right. And it goes to a good cause. Goes to a very good cause.
What time does it start?
That starts at 6 o'clock.
And it's over when it's over.
And, as soon as they auction off all those baskets and all those pies, then we're going to have our opening ceremony after the pie auction.
Now, you have opening ceremony. Before I get there, I want to make sure we credit our local auctioneers because you have several that kind of help out on that.
I'm not real sure who's auctioneering, but it's usually some of the local favorites.
Yeah, it sure is.
I know Hand, I think, has been there and done it several times. Brian Little, possibly.
Over the years, there have been several, and I wasn't sure who was going to do it other than it's always fun.
A lot of fun.
Okay. Opening ceremonies.
Opening ceremonies. Well, and I think you have graciously volunteered to come and help me with the opening ceremonies a little bit.
It wouldn't be fair time if I wasn't out there on Thursday night, Pam.
I appreciate it, Charlie. after the opening ceremonies, we have a recording artist from Southeast Kansas by the name of Clint Gilbert. Mm-hmm. He puts on a very good show. He's very entertaining. Good music. Good down-home fun.
Exactly.
He does gospel, country, western, and some modern, but he does an excellent job, and we want to invite everybody to come out and enjoy Mr. Gilbert.
How much is the price of admission for that concert?
That is free, Charlie. We are a free fair.
I think it's important that we get that the free part out there a couple of times. Pam, a couple of things that we try to highlight. It's not necessarily the most sincere pumpkin. It's simply the largest pumpkin.
The largest pumpkin. And we hope to get a great big one. But if not, we bring in a set of scales and we weigh them.
Yep.
And whoever gets that biggest pumpkin, they're going to receive a pretty significant prize.
Okay. Yeah, I believe it's $50 for the largest, and second place, $25. So, and there's no limitation that those couldn't have both come from the same pumpkin patch, as far as I know.
Right. I don't think there's any limitations on it. That particular prize is sponsored by our Master Gardeners here in Washington County. And the Master Gardeners do an excellent job.
Just looking at a couple of the things that always have a lot of entries, the photography section, it varies up and down a little bit, but it's always one of the highlights for people who just want to stand and look at the photos.
Exactly. Of course, I'm usually running around like a chicken with my head cut off.
I've never seen a picture of that, but I'll take your word for it.
But I always take the time to look at all the exhibits. Photography is usually one of our best exhibit areas, and you can stand there and go, oh my, oh, isn't that a beautiful picture?
And then there are some of them. One division that is Washington County related. The photo is of a something in Washington County.
Yeah.
And I mean, of course, there's the other things that. W.C. Fields kind of says you can't go wrong with pictures of kids and pets, you know.
Exactly. We've got another area, I believe it's called Picturesque Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And you shoot a picture of a very scenic picture of anything in Oklahoma and put it in. I have seen pictures of the bridge in Oklahoma City that lights up at night. Mm-hmm. Had a gentleman put that in. Also, back when the tornado went through Moore, the last one, had a gentleman that actually took a picture of the tornado, and we had that in our photography section.
Safety-wise, I would not recommend that, but since he already did, bring it in.
And if I remember right, the gentleman, he actually won a state award for that picture. And we had it at our fair.
And
that was just amazing to me.
Yeah, so many other areas. Again, I don't want to forget about the show barns as well. They're always full, everything from chickens and sheep to who knows.
The animals, we have the animals come in on Wednesday night, so they're there when the fair opens on Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. You can walk through the barns and you can see the animals.
Okay.
Now, they don't start showing until Friday night. And on Friday night, starting at 6 o'clock, we have a dairy cattle show in the main arena.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a dairy goat show in the small arena. And if people don't know, the main arena is the big, huge arena that's directly behind the barns.
What you normally think of for the junior livestock show in the spring.
Right. And then our small arena is just to the north of the main arena.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit smaller area. But we utilize that area during the fair. So, but on 6 o'clock on Friday night, the dairy cattle and the dairy goats kick everything off. So, then you want to come out and see a lot of kids that have put a lot of work in. Kids from 9 to seniors in high school. And these kids work hard, Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
They work hard with these projects. It teaches them lifelong skills.
It does.
We're going to start at 7 o'clock Saturday morning. And we're going to kick it off with our pig show, or swine show.
Mm-hmm.
And the swine usually show right in their pens in the swine barn. Directly after the swine show, we'll have the meat goat show in the small arena. After the meat goats will be the sheep show.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the sheep show, the bucket calf show will be right after the sheep show. Now, this is the fun one.
It is.
This is the little tykes. And by little tykes, it's the small kids.
Yep.
And they've got a calf that they've been feed out of a bucket. Mm-hmm. That's why it's called the bucket calf division. But cute. Beyond compare.
Absolutely. Take your camera. You're going to get some good shots for next year's fair.
Very, very cute. And after the bucket calf show, then we're going to go to the beef cattle show.
Okay.
So, and that would be the end of the cattle shows. Now, while all this is going on in the little north arena,
mm-hmm.
At 9 o'clock on Saturday morning, we'll kick off our horse show.
Okay.
And Charlie, that horse show goes all day long.
Okay. The horses themselves and then the equestrian skills to follow.
Yes. And they have a blast. And kids of all ages, all the way up through adults.
Well, Pam, thank you for you, your superintendents, your volunteers, your board members, and the county commissioners that come out and do their part as well out throughout there at the fair. It's going to be another good fair. 102 years.
102 years. We are family. Come out and let us show you that you're family too.
That's our time this morning with Pam, and of course the fair coming up, well, Tuesday after your Labor Day Monday, and we'll be out there later on throughout the week on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1.
Listen closely and see if you can answer this question. Who are